Say hello to everybody. Because they love you. I mean, everybody loves you.
You're like General. Everybody loves you. So how's everything going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What was that? That was like, how are you?
Oh, it hurts to laugh.
Why does it hurt to laugh?
Working out in tea.
In tea. Working out in tea.
Yes.
You were on a binge last night.
I didn't mean to, but... I'm going to have to find Clippers gear, like how I had the Lakers.
Oh.
I wonder if they have that.
They might. You're pretty beautiful.
Do they? I don't think they do. Thank you.
Did you have a nice sleep?
For the most part, until 9 a.m. hit, yeah. And General started rolling around.
Isn't it funny how General... it's like he sleeps fine, sleeps through the night, and then at, you know, rather it's 8 or 9 o'clock, he, like, wakes up, rolls around, scratches, moans, groans, and then goes right back to sleep. Like, jumps back up in the bed. And goes to sleep. It's like, what the hell is that? Like,
he's like our own alarm clock. He's like,
I mean, he goes, when I get out of the shower... He's sound asleep, curled up.
Of course.
After he just got done rolling around on his butt, rolling around on his face, rolling around, acting like a retard.
Exactly.
All
right. Ready for news?
I'm ready for news. I want to be effing entertained.
All right. So
I want to be entertained.
I want to see how long it lasts until he starts going. All right, so Christina Aguilera kisses a voice contestant, Keita Hay, sang Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And after the thing, she's like, you're the first girl crush I ever had. I love you so much. You're so beautiful in person. And Christina's like, should we make out now? And she's like, yes. So she goes down and she locks the lips. She goes, you come with me and there'll be more of that.
Ooh. And this is
on The Voice.
But who? It's a contestant.
Yeah.
She just makes out with a just.
It was
basically,
not a. It was like a. Like a Madonna kiss.
Okay. Well, remember she was the one. Wasn't she the one that really opened up for Madonna? And it was, and Britney Spears was kind of. Closed mouth. Remember, Madonna kissed both of them.
Yeah,
which
but
one
no,
was
it
the one that
Britney that was like.
Oh, Britney was the one that was like.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't remember which one it was.
That was.
But I remember the kiss. One of them was like
Britney.
Way more over the top.
It was Britney, and Christina's like, I'm not doing that kind of stuff.
Well, now she is.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so Sacha Baron Cohen. Told Good Morning Britain that he wasn't allowed to do Ollie G at the Oscars, and that his wife Isla Fisher helped him sneak into like one of the bathrooms and like put on the Ollie G gear and then went on stage, and then like that's what he came out on.
Oh, really?
Because the Academy talked to him, it was like, just be yourself. Just present it as Sacha Baron Cohen. Don't come out as anything. And so he's like, whatever.
That's funny. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So you just said it. It was like, oh, yeah, Ali G came out. It was funny.
He was told not to do it. He wasn't allowed.
Told not to do it. Don't do it. Just don't
please.
Do it.
Pretty please. We have enough going on.
We have enough controversy going on. Don't do it.
All right. I thought that was kind of funny. So the Golden Gate Bridge that connects to Maine County, it's a rainbow arch tunnel that kind of goes to the Golden Gate Bridge has been named the Robin Williams Tunnel in honor of Robin Williams because he was a frequent comedy stand-up pop-in star guest out in one of the San Francisco, and he would always go out there. I thought he lived out there.
No. He lived up up here, not in Los Angeles, but outside of Los Angeles. Remember, they
it was in SoCal.
Like, yeah, like almost near the not Napa Valley, but kind
Napa
of in
Valley's
that,
up,
kind
going
of
up north. Maybe he lived in the middle.
Yeah, so somewhere it was somewhere that I was like, oh yeah, I, you know, I've heard of that, but yeah. All right, Golden Gate Bridge tunnel, whatever the hell it is.
It's a Rainbow Arch tunnel.
Rainbow Arch. That's so sounds gay, but anyways.
Tom Petty, Elvis Costello, Marvin Gaye, Nile Rodgers, and Bernard Edwards of Chic, and Chip Taylor are to be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame June 9th in New York.
Well, that's good.
It's the 47th anniversary, or annual, 47th annual of the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Tom Petty and Elvis Costello and Marvin Gaye. I don't know who the other ones are, but I never listened to Chic.
Yeah, I don't know who Chic is. I know Marvin Gaye, though.
And remember when we were talking about names last night? I forgot Elvis Costello. I was like, there's someone else with the name Elvis in the entertainment business, but I forgot who. But it's Elvis Costello.
Yeah. Remember I told you, you could do the last name. You could do
that's
the first
his real
name. Huh?
That's his real name.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's his real name, but regardless, you could be Elvis Shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't be Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Sarah Hyland has joined Abigail Breslin and Colt Price in the Dirty Dancing remake that ABC is doing. It's a 3-hour remake. Sarah Hyland, she's the one from Modern Family. She's really the sister, the younger sister. The one that's always on the phone. The one that's like.
Oh, the one with the kind of. She kind
really
of has a. Yeah, no, she is.
A little,
but she's kind of has a little. Bug eye
yeah.
going. She
That's
kind
why
of,
she's so cute, because she's like that.
She's the one that was with the boyfriend that was beating the crap out of her, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the
or
one?
Star,
whatever it was.
Stuff before it was a
yeah.
big thing. But yeah, so she's playing Lisa, who is Baby's older sister. Of course, Abigail Breslin will be playing Baby.
Which one is Abigail Breslin?
She's the one that's in Scream Queens, the Chanel number 2. She's the blonde with the big round head. She was a child actress, like little kid. Like when she was little, she popped on the scene, like Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
But that's her. And remember the Final Girls or whatever it was? We watched the trailer and they're like killing all the girls and she's like running and she's like killing all the guys. That's her.
Okay. Vaguely, but I know who it is. But I'm.
So yeah, so a 3-hour remake of Dirty Dancing.
I wonder who's playing Patrick Swayze.
This Colt Price.
Who's Colt? Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, and these two, but I don't know who any of these people are. One was put out on Sundance and one is coming out. There is two Barack Obama biopics.
Oh.
One in his college years with a mysterious white woman I don't know of, and how him and Michelle got together. That's the second one, them older. So the first one is called Barry, and it's about him in college and him being young.
Barry.
And the kid that's casted as him is, like, super adorable. And the girl, this white girl, I'd never heard of. I don't know who she is to him. Who's the white girl, Barry?
Yeah, Barry.
And then the second one is it was out in Sundance, and it's about his and Michelle's first date and how they just kind of got together in love.
Okay.
Fell in love. In
All
Chicago.
Right. Barry.
All right. Sports news. Yes, I consider wrestling sports. All right.
That's all right. You know what? You're allowed to now. You know why? ESPN covers wrestling now.
Okay, good. All right.
They made that deal with the WWE. So if they made the deal with the WWE, that means it's fine and it's okay.
All right. So Hulk Hogan has started his trial on the sex tape against him, the $100 million lawsuit against Gawker for releasing a sex tape with a Florida radio host ex-wife.
Yes, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Correct.
his wife.
Yes. The jury was selected, or supposed to be selected today. 500 people show up, and it's going to continue tomorrow, but it has started, and they're in Florida doing the trial. He wants the evil out.
Yeah.
Because he wants his good name back. He doesn't want to be...
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. The tape's already out there. You already saw the tape. Everything is already out there. Him calling people...
Bad words.
He's looking for a payday. He's really looking for a
something.
Judgment.
Yeah.
He's looking... I mean, forget a settlement. He's looking for an OJ-style judgment from Gawker. That way, everything that Gawker does from that point forward... it is basically in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, the jury awards me $30 million, and you guys don't have $30 million, any venture you do, I'm going to collect. I'm going to get my $30 million. Kind of like what happened with OJ.
Yeah.
It's like he lost the civil suit, and no matter what he did, they were like, give us the money. Oh, you sold a football helmet for $100? Give us the money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Hogan wants, a payday. So
Joe Flacco signs a 3-year extension to his extension that he already signed a couple years ago. That will make him a Ravens quarterback till 2021. That's worth $66.4 million. And he gets $44 million guaranteed. He gets $40 million signing bonus. He's just awesome. Women and money. So whoever his wife is, she is one lucky woman because she's just rolling around and all that millions going, I want all this stuff.
I want all this stuff.
To me, it's like he has to be one of the richest quarterbacks. If the richest quarterback
Why?
Right now.
There's,
right?
What are you talking about?
To me, whenever you're making – all that money, you have to be one
but,
of the top.
What are you talking? Yeah, what? But there's quarterbacks that they're making more.
Oh my God, that's insane.
There's quarterbacks
it's
that are making more.
Insane thinking about that. That's insane. Oh. Oh. Makes my heart melt.
Oh
my God,
look at that.
Yeah. She's like, keep me in your country so I can bomb it. Woo! She's like, I saw the woman with the holding the kid's head in her hand, screaming Allah Akbar, and I want to be just like that, right in front and center of Hillary Clinton's thing.
Oh,
all right,
good.
So Steph Curry sat out during the Warriors and Hawks game last night. They went overtime 109-105 and won, but Steph Curry rolled his ankle Saturday against the Thunder, which made him sit out. He missed practice Monday, but he's good. He will be back, and they can win without him. It's okay, guys. As long as you're winning without him. If you lost without him, then I'd be like, yeah, you guys
need him. The fact that they
him.
Won without him is a big deal.
Yeah, that's but they got Klay Thompson and all those other kids that are in that same age. I keep picking them up because I have Boss and General hair just all over my face.
All over.
Yes.
All right, all over your face.
All right, so Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend, Lindsay Vonn, says that her season is over after she injured her knee. Now, they're doing the World Cup Skiing Championship, and she's missing her fifth year. She was in first place.
Yeah.
And then she messed up her knee. She's lucky that that's it.
Yeah.
And she said she did the competition the next day, but when the results came back, they're like, you can't.
Yeah, she took a
prolong.
Took a big fall.
Yeah, she did.
And
fell on and like fractured.
Yeah, it's you know, you skiing is it's I skied. I'm from the East Coast. I lived in Rochacha. That's what we called it. That's what we called Rochester. Rochacha. Okay, so I lived in Rochester, and we got a lot of snow,
yeah.
Like in Buffalo. And we had a whole bunch – well, had. They're still there. We have ski resorts, Bristol Mountain, Swain. These are big ski resorts up in – not in the city of Rochester, but like on the fringes.
Yeah.
It'd take you like 45 minutes to get there, an hour to get there. And I skied a lot and I fell a lot and it hurts. And I almost died. And I can't believe I didn't die. I basically did what Sonny Bono did. I went off the side into the trees. Like, I went into the trees. The winding turns on this mountain, and they would have a plastic barrier on the side where the, you know, where the turns are. And all it is like a plastic fence, and hitting that fence at any real speed, you're going right through it. Now, their hope is it slows you down a little, so you're completely not, you know, off. But I was coming down, and we were like racing, because we would go there. Our school would have a weekly field trip after school. They would, you could go, and the bus would drive up, and it was a whole big thing. And we were racing, and I was losing, and I tried to get more speed, so I started getting reckless. And as we hit this turn, it was like, just because it was late at night, it was towards the end of closing time, and the ice, the snow wasn't maneuverable anymore, and it was ice, and I couldn't cut on the turn, and I tried to cut, and I just slid into the plastic fence, went through the plastic fence, and into the tree, like into the trees. I hit a tree with my shoulder, bounced off that, and then I fell. And then tumbled, and I was kind of like knocked out for like a second, and I just came to, and I was, I don't know, 30 feet down from where the fence was, and there was just trees everywhere. And I remember just going, wow, how did I miss my head into the tree? How did I miss everything and just get lucky and hit my shoulder, and then that threw me right to the ground, and then I just slid. I was like, wow, I got lucky. That was luck. But skiing's rough, especially when you're a pro like the Lindsey Vonn, and they're doing 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, and you take that tumble, it's like hitting concrete, and you just all the way down. It's brutal. Well, what's his name's wife died skiing?
Tasha Richardson.
Yeah. Liam Neeson's wife. She died. Sonny Bono died. People died skiing. That other, was it a car racer? He was skiing and he died.
Yeah.
It happens. Like, you die. It's brutal. So.
Final story. Yasiel Puig won't be facing suspension by the Dodgers for domestic violence involving his sister. Now, him and his sister were at a bar in Miami, and Pei got into a scruffle with the bouncer and ended up punching his sister. In the midst of that, no one pressed charges, and now he won't face suspension. So
he gave his sister a beating. So I guess you're allowed to beat your family member, but not your wife, right? I mean, is that what it says? I'm not being smartass, but... Like, you could beat the crap out of your brother or sister, but no, you can't. Well, I guess Major League Baseball you can, but, you know, Hope, what's her name there? Hope Solo beat the crap out of her brother or nephew and got in trouble. So I don't, baseball I think
you're allowed to. Well, maybe they didn't make it seem like he knocked her out. He didn't re-rice her. He just kind of
pushed her.
Get away from me.
Maybe.
Don't get into my scruffle.
Yeah, maybe.
And people saw it as this intense thing, and you kind of just, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know how to speak Cuban, so. I need Ted Cruz here to speak Cuban for me.
Brutal. All right.
That's it. My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is Rob's Carry Show. See you all tomorrow. Have a great, awesome Wednesday.
I like that dance.
Au revoir.